Welcome to True World Travels Presents, Fishing Quepos, Costa Rica. The air in Quepos carried a different kind of energy before sunrise, thick with salt, anticipation, and the quiet promise of adventure. The town still slept as we made our way toward the marina, the streets lit only by scattered lamps and the distant glow of the horizon, but down at the docks it was a different world entirely. Engines hummed softly. Deck lights flickered on. Crews moved with purpose. And waiting there, cutting a clean silhouette against the early morning sky, was our boat, our gateway to the deep Pacific. Courtesy of True World Travels. "Today," the captain said with a knowing grin, "we go big." Those words lingered as we stepped aboard. Within minutes, the lines were cast off, and we were gliding out of the marina, leaving behind the stillness of Quepos and heading towards something far less predictable. The ocean stretched endlessly ahead, dark and mysterious, as if guarding secrets only a few would ever witness. As the boat picked up speed, the coastline began to fade, replaced by open water and a rising sun that painted the sky in bold strokes of orange and gold. The transformation was almost cinematic, like stepping into a different world. And in a way, we had... True World Travels didn't just organize fishing trips. They orchestrated experiences. From the moment we stepped on board, everything felt seamless. The crew moved with precision, setting lines, preparing bait, and scanning the horizon with an almost instinctive awareness.
"You'll feel it before you see it," one of the mates said, handing over the rod.
At the time, it sounded like poetry. Later, I realized it was truth. The first hour passed in a peaceful rhythm. The boat cut through calm waters. The only sounds, the hum of the engine and the occasional splash of a distant fish breaking the surface. Birds circled overhead, diving suddenly. Another sign the crew watched closely. Then, without warning, everything changed. The reel exploded into motion. Line tore through the water with a high-pitched scream that snapped every head on board in the same direction. "Fish on!" The words hit like a jolt of electricity. I grabbed the rod, heart pounding, hands tightening, as the weight on the other end surged with unbelievable force. This wasn't a casual tug. It was a full-on battle. The fish dove deep, pulling line, testing strength, patience, and resolve all at once.
"Let him run," the captain called out. "He's not done yet."
And he wasn't. What followed felt like a dance between worlds. The surface and the depths, man and nature, control and chaos. Every inch gained was met with resistance. Every moment of progress challenged by sudden, powerful surges. Then it happened. A flash beneath the surface. A shape. And suddenly, it erupted from the water. A sailfish. Massive. Sleek. Alive with color, electric blues and silvers shimmering in the sunlight as it launched into the air, twisting and thrashing in a display of pure power. Time seemed to freeze as everyone watched, breath caught somewhere between awe and disbelief.
"There it is," someone shouted.
But it felt unnecessary. We all saw it. We all felt it. That moment, raw, unscripted, and unforgettable. The fight continued, but now it was different. Now it was personal. With guidance from the crew, steady hands, and a determination that surprised even me, the distance closed. Inch by inch, moment by moment, the sailfish came closer to the boat. Until finally, it was there, within reach. A creature of the deep, now part of our story. We didn't keep it. That was never the point. With care and respect, the hook was removed,
and for a brief second, everything went still. Then, with a powerful flick of its tail, the sailfish disappeared back into the ocean, free, untamed, exactly where it belonged. And just like that, something shifted. Because it wasn't about the catch. It was about the connection. But the ocean wasn't finished with us yet. As the day unfolded, the action only intensified. We moved further offshore, where the waters deepened and the possibilities expanded. The crew spotted movement, subtle signs invisible to the untrained eye. "Get ready," the captain said. Moments later, chaos. Multiple lines bent at once. Reels screamed. The deck came alive with motion as mahi-mahi, brilliant flashes of gold and green, attacked the bait with aggressive speed. "Double hookup," the mate shouted. "No, triple." Laughter erupted. Shouts echoed. It was fast, furious, and absolutely exhilarating. These fish didn't just fight. They exploded with energy, leaping, diving, and challenging every second of the experience. It was impossible not to get swept up in it. Between catches, there were moments of calm. Time to take it all in. The endless horizon, the deep blue water stretching in every direction, the sense that out here, nothing else mattered. No emails, no deadlines, no distractions. Just the ocean. And the moment, that's what true world travels delivered. Not just a trip, but a complete escape into something real. By midday, the sun stood high above us, casting a brilliant glow across the water. The cooler held the rewards of our efforts, but more importantly, the boat carried something far greater. Stories. Stories of the fight. Stories of the near misses. Stories that would only grow better with time. The ride back to Quepos was slower, more reflective. The energy had shifted from adrenaline to appreciation. The coastline reappeared in the distance, lush and vibrant, a reminder that this incredible place offered more than just fishing. It offered perspective. As we pulled back into the marina, the world we left behind that morning returned. But it felt different now. Because we were different. We stepped off the boat not just as travelers, but as participants in something unforgettable. Something that couldn't be replicated, only experienced. That night, Quepos came alive in a different way. Restaurants buzzed with conversation, the air filled with music, laughter, and the clinking of glasses. And at our table, the stories flowed just as freely. "Did you see that jump? I thought the line was going to snap." That was the moment right there. Each retelling brought the day back to life. Each laugh, each detail, each memory etched deeper. Because that's the thing about a day like this. It doesn't fade. It stays with you. Long after the sun sets. Long after you leave the coast behind. Long after you return to the rhythm of everyday life, it becomes part of you. And it all started with a decision to step onto a boat, trust the experience, and chase something extraordinary with True World Travels. Because deep sea fishing in Quepos, Costa Rica isn't just about what you catch. It's about what you discover. The thrill. The beauty. The connection, and the realization that somewhere out there, beyond the horizon, there's always another story waiting to be told.